I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. When Scott Zweisen officially opened Elf Cafe in Echo Park with his bandmates in 2006, they weren't expecting such rave reviews. As Scott dubbed the project their second album, he continued to pour creative energy into the restaurant for the next 16 years. But Elf fell victim to the pandemic and city ordinances. Now Elf is being resurrected with a new look and menu. Scott Zweisen and Elf Cafe are the subject of this week's In the Weeds.
My name is Scott Zweisen. I am the founder, and along with my bandmates, Astara Callis and Evan Harris, the partner in Elf Cafe in Echo Park. In the early 2000s, I was playing in a rock band. I had become a raw vegan, and I spent a great deal of my time during the days making, prepping raw food to eat for myself, soaking, sprouting, chopping, constantly working in my own kitchen. And my former partner at the time and I said to ourselves, wouldn't it be amazing if we could just go to any number of small health food stores and get prepackaged raw food? A light bulb went off in our heads at that point, and we started making our own prepackaged raw food. We went around to some stores, and they all were excited about carrying our products. Naturally, what followed is that we needed a commercial space to create the products. And this would have been 2004. Echo Park was a little bit different than it is today. We found a place, a cafe, that had been sitting derelict for a couple of years with a for sale sign in the window for as long as I could remember seeing it. We made a phone call and a leap of faith. We had no money and no resources, but somehow within a couple of weeks, we had the keys to the place. And between 2004 and 2006, we manufactured raw food out of that kitchen. In 2006, I remember just becoming quite bored with doing the same raw nori rolls over and over again. And I said to myself, I already have a cafe space that's been an interest of mine from as long as I could remember. And at that point, my bandmates jumped in with me and we opened Elf. In 2006, our block was very, very different. It was mostly boarded up. It was considered by the city and the state to be an enterprise zone, which means a blighted block. So when we went in, we were a bit of a lonely outpost. You know, we had the neighbors on either side of us. There's an old theater completely boarded up, and many of the storefronts up and down our block were also boarded up. So honestly, we didn't know what to expect. I built the place by hand. We had no budget. So a lot of the wood I was using was sort of recycled from other projects. My friends helped me build the bar, and, you know, we tiled the kitchen. And when we opened, we didn't have a hood. So we basically decided, why don't we just use hot plates in a convection oven? And we sort of put our heads together and created this menu that we could execute with very, very limited resources and limited abilities. And naively, I thought that people would just kind of wander in. I myself might wait on them at the counter and then turn around and make food, you know, for them and bring it out. What happened was, almost from the very first day, a flood of people came in and sat down at the tables, and it was far too busy for me to wait on people and then make the food at the same time. And it sort of became a fine casual restaurant where people, you know, we immediately had to add a wait staff on. And I was utterly shocked by the reception to the neighborhood, almost as if a lot of people had been waiting for just something like this. We certainly weren't the first restaurant in the neighborhood, but I think we were the first vegetarian restaurant in the neighborhood. And there were a lot of people that were certainly excited about that. And oddly enough, what I feel most defines Elf is our kale salad. As simple as it was, I haven't seen a kale salad on a menu in a restaurant earlier than Elf's anywhere, unless I'm very much mistaken. And when we first opened with a raw kale salad on the menu, some of them were outright aghast and would say, you can't eat raw kale. It's a garnish. It's not done. It's not good for you. But then it became, as we all know, it became sort of a thing, a craze. The biggest challenges we faced during the pandemic were the fact that ELF is very much about the guest experience inside the space. And when we were not allowed to have guests visiting the space, people were very game for ordering to go, and that was wonderful, and it supported us for a while. But ultimately, the challenge was that we weren't able to offer the thing that we were most known for to our community. And as it were, the double-edged sword of the pandemic gave us an opportunity to take a little bit of a break. For 14 years, it was a constant hamster wheel of frenetic activity, like most restaurants are. Having a break was an opportunity to slow down for a second, to become friends again, to talk, and to think and to read and to reassess where we were as people, as cooks, as a restaurant. And a part of that break exposed me to the idea of regenerative farming and these amazing initiatives that people are taking around the world, but especially here in California on a very local level. And it's given us an idea that we can change the menu to be able to support the work of small independent fishermen or farmers even that have ruminant grazing. So you may see certain items show up on the menu that we haven't had in the past. And, you know, we're certainly not going to be a steakhouse by any stretch of the imagination, but we may have a menu that's reflective of the interest in regenerative agriculture and responsible aquaculture that is kind of driving our interest and passion right now. Certainly there's some expectation from certain folks that it might continue to be the ELF as it was, but I think there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of excitement for ELF as it will embrace the future it's meant to have.
That was Scott Zwizen, who along with Astara Kalas and Evan Haros just reopened ELF Cafe in Echo Park. The restaurant is open for dinner service this weekend. It's walk-ins only from 6 to 11 Saturday and Sunday night. Then they will close for the holidays and reopen with regular hours in January. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. Still looking for that last minute gift? We have some ideas for you. This week, we released our year-end best of lists, and instead of the usual book roundup, we decided to spotlight our favorite pantry items. I selected some of my all-time kitchen stalwarts and some newer condiments that have become surprise hits in my weekly repertoire. You can find all our best of lists across music and culture at kcrw.com/best of. I'm Evan Kleiman. I wish you so many happy holidays from all of us at Good Food.